Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelts and prepare for landing.
Jet Flight Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your host, the G6.
All right, it's the Fly High Sports Show with your host, G6, co-host, Tar Heel Tony. Tony, what's going on, man?
Well, I told you, we already talked. I'm kind of on the road tonight, but I'm here.
Yeah, just like the Panthers, man, just like the Panthers.
Speaking of the Panthers, let me say this, man. I've been kind of on the quiet tip. I think McCaffrey going to take a nice little jump this year, man. I know that 71 yard is preseason, but you could tell he done got stronger, man. It might have been a little more of an adjustment for him year one. But after watching him, he just looks a lot more confident, man, and stronger, man. He could be a nice edge factor for us this year. If he could take a step forward, I think we could do some stuff.
Yeah, I ain't gonna say I don't know about him being stronger or not. I'm sure he is. He more confident.
Oh yeah, yeah. He worked out all summer. He got stronger. He got stronger and didn't lose his speed. Yeah, I know about my team now. Yeah. That's all he did all summer was work on his strength.
Right. I'm sure he did, but he's in a pro off season conditioning program. So I'm sure he got stronger or whatever. I saw a player who knew the playbook from back and forth, and the way he hit the hole and accelerated, he knew exactly. He just seemed more confident. That's what I saw. He seemed a lot
right.
more confident.
That's all I'm saying. We got a new offense, and it's North Turner offense.
Oh, that's true.
Featuring.
I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, his offense
true.
Is usually
that's true.
Featured a running back. Yeah. So he had four catches and he had almost 100 yards on five carries. I mean, it's preseason. I understand all
Dang,
that. But it was.
Man,
I mean, he didn't do nothing like that in preseason or regular season last year. So.
Hey, I feel you, man.
He's going to be better than Saquon Barkley.
I ain't mad at that, man. I was just going to say, but he still won't be better than Barkley, man.
Barkley's a special
player, man. But I like what we did last Friday night, man. We really haven't been getting to the quarterback over the last 5-6 years, maybe 7 years, man. Ever since Tuck left and went to the Raiders that 1 year, man, 1 or 2 years, whatever he did. The pass rush really hadn't been around for the Giants. It's really been a point of emphasis, man, trying to get back to the quarterback and get back to what Giants like to do best, man, and that's rush the passer. Man, we finally got
a scheme. Was that Vernon first year, last
coach.
Year, or second year with y'all?
Man, I think this is Vernon's fourth year.
With y'all? This can't be no
yeah,
more than
man.
His third
Vernon
year
came...
with y'all. I know it ain't his fourth year with y'all. This probably his third year with y'all.
This is third year. This is third year.
Yeah, okay.
Man,
I know he broke his hand the first
year.
And last year, you was disappointed.
Yep.
So he might be taking
yep.
a step forward
yep.
this year with y'all.
I'm gonna be honest, man. Vernon, speaking of Vernon, man, he looks happy. His interviews, man, I ain't never seen him this upbeat and just eyes open, man, in an interview. He's usually really nonchalant, really laid back, don't want to talk, don't look happy. Man, he happy, he's smiling, having fun with the media. Man, I honestly like what I'm seeing, man. I like what I'm seeing so far.
Good. I mean, I already told y'all about y'all. I mean, what badge and record. Y'all If y'all come out the gate, y'all got a tough start. But if y'all come out, if y'all get by them few games kind of right at 500 or 3-1 or something, I think y'all will be all right. But if you come out of there a little slow, it might be rough.
It was rough, man.
Hey, yeah, but look what we got. We got Dallas, Atlanta. Y'all, there ain't no walk in the park.
Man, y'all got that easy schedule, man. Come on.
Man, we got the NFC North. We got the Steelers, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Browns. And the Browns ain't no pushover.
Yeah.
But we got them late in the year. We got them late in the year, though.
I'm going to say all the way around right now, I got to admit, man, that schedule, man, this is going to be a good little season as far as that kind of stuff go. You know what I mean? Everybody got a little – ain't nobody got a cakewalk like that, man. Everybody done got better, man. That's why it's kind of what you want.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, pass rush, two things I took out of that game, man. We're going to get to the quarterback this year. That's one. Two, we're going to score some points. We're going to score some points, man. The O-line, I'm starting to see some cracks in the O-line, man. On the obvious side, and that's the right side with us, Flowers, and Omeme. But, man, I don't know, bro. We're going to score some points. I like the scheme. Scheme quarterback friendly. We all know that. Man, our backup running back, man, looked damn good. It was some standouts, man. Some Webb, they say Webb looking like Kerry Collins, man. So, he do like Kerry Collins, though, man. Tall.
Man, I know we're going to talk about how many people on the board? How many people on the board?
Two. Jason and
okay.
Sam on the board right now, look like.
Well, the reason I was asking, because change subject a little bit, but did you see? Have you seen them highlights of Zion Williamson with Duke? Have you got a chance to see them highlights, man?
Man, what's his name?
He like a power forward. I mean, he a freak. He like 6'7", 290, but he can jump out the gym. I mean, Seventh Woods, one of our players, Seventh Woods, had a hell of a dunk. But, man, this dude. Yeah, you need to go back and look at their highlights, man. He, like, unbelievable. I'm talking about he quick off his feet, man. He almost 300 pounds, man, but you can't tell, man. He might be a game changer in the NBA as well as college. Well, he's going to be a game changer in the college. But and I don't even like
right.
Duke, but I never hate it. I always give props where it's due. R.J. Barrett is good. They other freshmen, but this dude right here, he's gonna go in the NBA and probably gonna change the game. He's gonna be the new. He might be the new player. He might be like LeBron. He might be that dude on steroids, man. Now he don't got no vision
what?
Like LeBron. He don't got no vision now. His all-around game ain't going to be better than LeBron. But far as power, and,
right.
Man, you just got to see it, man. Even ESPN said it. Ain't nobody seen nothing like this, man. I ain't never seen nothing like this. I've been watching basketball as long as I can remember. I've never seen no dude like this, man. I've never seen.
What's his
name? I've seen people almost Zion Williamson. I've seen people like that, but not that size, but not that quick. He 290 and quick like LeBron. He don't got no jumper. Now, I ain't never seen him shoot jumpers and all that, so I'm not gonna put him in LeBron category. He's gonna be a game changer.
Yeah,
I can't really compare him to LeBron. Yeah, he athletic. He probably might be more athletic than LeBron. I ain't gonna say that. It's hard to say. I ain't never seen nothing like him. I'm just trying to – LeBron might not be a good comparison. Maybe a Sim can help me out. I know a Sim saw the highlights. Maybe a Sim can help me out, but I know a Sim agree with me.
What did he do
when
good?
He, the shit out the ball good. He quick off his feet, man. He just a man. He just a man at 18, but he quick. He's super quick, man, off his feet. Like, being for that size, I ain't never seen nothing like it. When you see him, you be like, you don't think he's 290 the way he plays.
Right.
He's 6'7", so he's not like 7. I ain't never seen nobody like him, man. I'm just going to – that's why I thought I'd be to compare somebody to him, because he just – he got a little bit
–
LeBron ain't a good comparison, though. But maybe a Sam, a touch on it. I know he saw the highlights. They did a Canada tour, and I know he saw my boy Seven Woods with that dunk down
right.
the middle, too. He damn near killed himself dunking on somebody, but it was all good. But now I just want to change. Say, I know NFL the word right now, but, man, this dude right here, man.
I'm about to pull it up, man. This better be good, man. I'm about to pull it up, man. This better be good, man.
Yeah, look up the Canada tour, the Duke Canada tour. Like, cause they just starting off. He won't disappoint. I hate he went to Duke, man. I thought he was coming to us, but he a one and done.
Me?
He ain't playing but one year.
Ain't nobody come play for Roy, man.
Shoot, we just got a 5-star, but cut. We just got a man. We done shook that investigation. We gonna be back on the map.
Come on, man.
Well, we never left the map. What?
Right.
Man, oh, I thought you come out watching him talking about he ain't all that.
Oh no, it ain't came on yet. It ain't started yet.
Oh, okay. Don't throw.
Out,
who called first, Jason? I wouldn't mind hearing a Sam take on this dude, man.
Jason called first.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Jason's seen it. I don't know. Jason don't seem like a basketball fan like that. That's why I know a Sam all up.
Jason been to the movie.
Really?
He been to.
Oh, okay. So they're already projecting that Zion Williams is going to be better than Andre or Ayton over here in Arizona, Phoenix Suns. So, yeah, I know my hoops. The dude is just an inside force. He's got no outside game. His court vision, suspect. He's kind of like a one-man show.
That's
human highlight. Human highlight
saying,
film, kind of like.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why LeBron wasn't a good
Wilson.
Comparison, but he don't need no jump. He don't need a jumper, though. I mean, with the way
he
plays, he don't need to shoot a jumper.
That's Dominique Wilkins without a jump shot right now. Wait till he develops a jump shot. That'll be Dominique Wilkins right there. Human highlight film, Junior. But listen, this is a Fly High Sports show, all right? I just wanted to start it off with good evening to my friends out there. Today was a glorious day. We had two basic guilty convictions. Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, guilty. Pled guilty, found guilty.
Hold on, Jason. Back up, Jason. Manafort, I knew Manafort was done. Cohen never made it to court. What, he already took a plea or something?
He took a plea. He pled guilty. But the thing is, it's a glorious day. It's a beautiful day. When I got the CNN alerts that basically they're both guilty. Whether you pled guilty or you're found guilty, you're guilty. And that's just a beautiful day. It just made my day, man. It just made my day. I just wanted to share that with you.
When the feds raid a lawyer, that's not good. And all that stuff they got. I want to hear these tapes. I know we're talking political, but I want to hear the tapes that he supposedly got.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say it was a blessed day, but I'd like to segue into my sports bit right now and give my negative Nelly, scenarios on kind of like the game and what I saw. Kind of want to start out with the quarterback situation. I kind of felt like Davis Webb stepped it up, and now he's pretty much on par with Kyle Laletta. You know, after game one, we kind of realized, oh, my God, Kyle Laletta, look what he was doing. He was lighting it up, you know, fresh out of college, running with possibly the second, third, fourth strings. But last week, you know, as we all saw, Davis Webb, you know, had a pretty decent game. So I would say that he is now on par with Laletta. Laletta that really impressed me was the fact that he took it in from, 9-10 yards, made a Detroit Lion tear his ACL. We have never seen that in I can't even count years when we saw that in New York Giants football history. I like that. That's not his primary goal, but I just like the fact that he took it in, you know?
Mm. Well, Jason, I ain't really speak on my backup, but Heineke, man, he's been kind of a pleasant surprise for me.
The who?
Heineke. Don't nobody know about him. I mean, I didn't expect nothing out of our backups because we don't got Anderson no more. Anderson is gone, so I didn't know what to expect. But they've been playing surprise. They pretty much been winning us games. I mean, we, you know, preseason can't read too much into it, but
you know, there's a lot of talk on Instagram and also Art Stapleton, Jordan Renan, the beat writers, about what is going on with Jonathan Stewart. You know, all right, he's going to be a – G6, we talked about this. He's going to be a specialty down player, maybe 4 to 6 snaps, carries a game in a situational type setting. There was a lot of talk like maybe we should have brought Darkwa back. Darkwa is a professional. Maybe he could have been the mentor. But if you're going to pay Jonathan Stewart up to $8 million for 2 years to basically be a mentor, look, no disrespect, but I could have walked down to a mosque or the hall or whatever and found a really upstanding person to be a mentor to Saquon Barkley for less. I just don't see the point of paying Jonathan Stewart all that money to be a mentor and never play.
Jason, can I say this? Because, you know, he was with us 10 years.
Yeah.
When I say this, I'm not saying – he's not a Panther no more, so I could care less. But I'm going to tell you the truth. He's worth it. Trust me, man. I don't care if he carried 4 times. I can't even explain. He got those intangibles that you're going to want out of somebody that only carried 4 times. He's going to be very important to Saquon Barkley, man.
Exactly.
Trust and believe.
Exactly. But for $8 million
total
contract?
I'm saying
he's
worth it because, you know, he's a veteran. He might not be worth it to y'all, but he's ever been worth a $4 million, man. Just for what he gonna bring to the table for y'all, behind the scenes, off the field, showing you how to be a professional. He gonna do the stuff that you're not gonna see on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you know, in talking to you guys are very responsible, mature, articulate. You guys are very grounded through how you guys conduct your lives. You guys could be Saquon Barkley's mentor. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just have an issue with the fact you're paying a guy up to $8 million to be a professional. When
now,
you know, there
then
could
you
have
said
been someone...
you said the magic words, Jason. You said up to $8 million. You know they never see that amount of money, man. I mean, he's probably incentive based. That dude probably gonna make the he's gonna probably end up making the vet minimum, man. And I'm just talking. I hadn't seen the contract, but when you're saying up to $8 million, it's probably incentive based that he's not gonna meet him. I mean, and he might not be there for 1 year. To be quite honest with you,
he basically is on a 1 year deal. His contract, his salary is about $3.4 million a year. He's basically going to play this year and he'll be released next year. He may even ride into
the season. That was my next question. That's what I was going to ask.
But I think it's contingent upon what he do, G6. I mean, if he – I'm telling you, Stewart got something in the tank left. Trust me. If he helped you,
I'm gonna be honest
he can help you out. And you never know what's going to happen
with
Barkley. I don't want to say he's going to get hurt, but you never know.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you, Tom. Stewart lost it. He lost it with y'all, and I watched him with y'all. And that first step is just gone. He's doing the same thing here, man. He's not the Stewart from 3, 4, 5 years ago. McGee, that quick, that tough, just running. That guy's gone. I used to respect that about Stewart, but he's lost it. He's there. He's there along with Solder, William Gay. What's the other guy I'm thinking about? There's one more guy there. They're mentors. This team was so off the tracks over the last 2 or 3 years with bad leaders that Gettleman did the wise thing and brought in
leaders. That's what I'm trying to say, man.
It's worth tying up 3 or 4 roster spots if you can get good locker room guy. Barwin.
That's what I'm because really,
kind of Barwin.
Charles, let me say this.
Hey, I got one question.
You name
me on hold.
Let me just say this real quick, and I'm done. You're not going to win a Super Bowl without those guys you just mentioned. Each one of those guys are going to – if you don't got them guys on that team, you won't sniff a Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, there's only one, person that you mentioned that's a Super Bowl champion. Other than that, none of those other three you mentioned are Super Bowl champs.
They don't have to be.
Well,
you're going to need that on your team for them to get their first ring. You need them kind of guys on your team.
Yeah.
They all been to a Super Bowl.
And, Tone, let me say this. The key to it all is the Giants had a flux of talent last year. We had a lot of talent, but it was immature. They didn't get along as like we think. They couldn't get along with the coaches. They quit on the team. And when you – I don't want that kind of talent. We were deep with talent last year on paper, but there was not a leader on the team.
Right.
It didn't work.
And I'm going to be honest, Charles, the players you just mentioned, those type players will not give up. Those are the type players that's going to have had y'all win – what y'all win, three games?
Yeah.
With those guys on the team, you probably would have won six games just because they wouldn't have gave up.
That's
they
possible.
Wouldn't have let the team give up.
Right, and that's
yeah.
that great point. Go ahead, Jason.
Charles.
And it's, in the big scheme of things, you wouldn't have went to the playoffs and all that, but you got to have some kind of damn pride, man. And those are type players that ain't going to let you just give up.
Right.
I just want to ask one quick question, and hopefully
okay.
if the Sim wants to chime in on this, that would be great. I do like the dual-headed monster with Gallman and Barkley as our future. That's cool. I like it. Now, here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If Jonathan Stewart doesn't see the light of day for preseason, okay, doesn't get do anything, Jalen, the Simmons guy beats him out. Here's the question. So that would be three running backs. Irregardless, is Jonathan Stewart going to be on that team even if a player, a running back at his position, beats him out in the next two games?
Yeah, you're going to need him this year. Like I say, man,
okay.
Over the last few years, it's been such a bad team. This team been really bad with leaders and leadership and immaturity. We can go JPP. We can go DRC. You can it's just been a lot of immature type players on this team, man, or just bad attitude guys like a Richburg, Pugh. Who has a bad attitude and splits up their room. You almost need a Stewart this year just to show a Barkley, show a Gallman. Hey, when I'm gone, this is how you run the team. This is how you run this room. This is how you carry yourself. This is the type of attitude you have when you're down, when you're not having success. Same thing with Solder. Solder's a quick fix. We paid him a lot of money on the contract, on the surface, but man, Soldier's probably a 2-year guy. He's 30, I think. He's probably a 2-year guy, maybe three. And they're gonna, they're looking for his replacement in college right now. We'll probably go left tackle first round next year, move him to the right, and then get his replacement. Just to be honest with you, Soldier's he's a stop gap guy. William Gay as well. He won't see a lot on the field, William Gay, this year, but you need that leadership in the secondary so he can teach Collins and Jenkins how to be proper pros, because DRC didn't give – they were very, very bad examples, man, of what it means to be a pro, not give up on the team, how to communicate with the other players when things are not going your way. I gotta agree with Tony. I just remember when the Panthers went to the Super Bowl, they had Peanut Tillman. They had Jared Allen. They had what's the little feisty little guy from Tennessee, Finnegan. They had some old school players that lost a step on that team. But you know what? They made them young boys step up their game, and they went all – they won what? Y'all lost – they lost one game that year.
And
Jason, if that's
– Right, and to be honest, man, speaking of that team, them guys wasn't even supposed to be playing. Tillman knee blew out. Tillman knee went out. That's how we end up signing Finnegan at near the end of the year. But that's what I'm saying, man. I'm not talking that up, but nicks and bruises, it's just going to happen in that game. So be careful what you say. He ain't going to do this, who ain't going to do that. You never know who going to do what. Gay could end up playing more snaps than y'all even dreamed about. You just don't know
that's
what's going to happen. That's why you go out and you get those wily vets that could come in and know that you ain't got to get them up to speed. They already be up to speed. All you got to do a couple of walkthroughs with them, and they've been around so long, they've seen most playbooks and all of that. You ain't got to be throwing them on practice squads and bringing them along. And, that's what you got to do to young players, because there's so much to take in playbook-wise in the NFL. I mean, it's so much more to it than just going out there playing the game. We all know that. But don't be surprised if the same players y'all sitting here saying, if these are 1 or 2 year guys, be the main guys for y'all middle of the season, towards the end of the season. You just never know. I'm not saying that'll happen, but I would not be surprised one bit if they end up playing more snaps than y'all think they will.
I can see that, man. Like I say, you know, I think that everybody plays a part. Everybody got a role. And hey, I trust in Gettleman, man. He hadn't really did a he hadn't really made a bad move yet, man. Looking at the JPP situation, man, the Sim was talking. We'll bring the Sim on too here in a minute. But looking at the JPP situation, man, we didn't save a lot of money on the cap this year, but we save $20 million next year on the cap. We free up $20 million just off him, and then we free up $17 and $21 just off him. So that bad contract that Greece put us in with him, man, hey, $20 million, that could be one elite player, that could be two damn good players, that could be three role players, good role players if you look at the salaries, however you want to do it. But you know, that could be Odell Beckham money for the first year.
Right.
You know,
and
that could
Charles,
be college money for the first year.
Right. But see, to you, you a student of the game. See, you can see this stuff, and that's what a GM has to do. See, the average fan is a fix-it-now, instant gratification. What are they doing? I'll never forget when Gettleman first came in. Man, they gave him hell. What is he doing? He wasn't should do this. Why did he do this? Why did he do that? Man, they're not thinking for no – they can't think for just this year. A GM has to think 2, 3, 4 years down the road, and even if he's not going to be that long, he has to have it set up for the next guy that won't inherit a mess. So he definitely did the right thing with JPP, man. That's a no-brainer.
Oh.
But somebody that's all emotional, the emotional fan, can't see that. The average fan that just watched them play on Sunday and don't get into the depths of contracts and all of that, them the ones that get on your nerves. And I know that's in New York all day. They just write and see the score, and then they got an opinion that they don't really know what's really going on. So you're gonna have those, you're gonna always have those kind of fans, man, that just don't know what the hell going on, and going. I don't even respond to this stuff like that no more. You can't talk to people like that because they don't got any kind of knowledge of what's really going on. So you're talking to a brick wall. They think they know.
Well,
I don't even know I don't even know what you call those type fans. They ain't really fair weather fans. They're diehard fans. Now, they're not really fair weather because they're not going to jump ship, but they just don't understand the real nuances of the game. They got their favorite player, and if he don't do good, he pissed off. Man, why Beckham only had 2 catches? He don't know what the playbook was. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying. And I know New York, but Panther fans, I mean, like I said, they piss you off. They piss me off all the time, man. I mean, just don't got no understanding of the game, but got a major opinion about something. And then when it pans out, oh, yeah. But they don't, you know, they ain't with you when they're going through, you know, when you got to go through what you got to go through and make these tough decisions. Even the Steve Smith decision, I hated it, but I understood it. You know, I never wanted to see Steve Smith lead the Panthers, but I understood it. Much as I didn't like it, I had to step out and be like, step out of a fan's shoe and be like, man, you know what?
I'm going to keep it real with you, Tone. Wow. When Steve Smith left, I was loving that shit, man. I loved it. I love seeing y'all hearts break, man. That shit made me feel good as hell, seeing y'all hearts break, man. The fans panicking. Dang, that shit. But I was so damn happy, man. His little ass was out of here. I can't even lie, man. D'Angelo was gone. But I just loved it. Gettleman bust that team up, man. And it did make me feel good to y'all start, which y'all went undefeated, man. They undefeated that 16-1 season. I had to shut up then, but I had to
all
I had
to
do my damn
to the
shit
bowl. Then you got to raise your mouth again, but we lost.
Well, I ain't get to. I had to shut up the whole damn season. That was a bad season for me, as far as locally bad.
I was in there. You know, I went to that Giants game up there. That was a hell of a football game to be at, man. That Giants game.
Hell, Beckham and Norman fought the whole game.
Hi,
Sim.
Yo.
Sam, what you think of Zion, man? Am I over hyping this dude or what?
Nah, I'm gonna get to that in a minute, man. But Jason, you gotta stop being like the rest of these guys, fallen fans, man. You gotta understand something. You gotta have the veterans in there. You're a Giants fan. You go back to 2007. The Giants gonna win their Super Bowl in 2007 without having RW reporters and without having Sam Madison on their defense. It just don't happen. You even go back to 2011. You don't win that Super Bowl without Reuben Jones in the backfield and with Deion Grant back there as that third safety. So you need them kind of guys. You need Stewart. He may not be performing now, but you know what? You know when you can use Stewart and when he be most effective with that with this team? When you up by 10, 11 points, the fourth quarter, you've been running the ball all game, and you've been getting hit with the speed and the quickness and the agility of Barkley and Gallman, and then you just bring Stewart in at the end of the game when the defenders is jaw tired, and you just let him be the sledgehammer and just knock the wall down. That's the time of the game he's going to be brought in. And you bring him in to be a mentor to Barkley to tell him how to run the running back football. Also, a lot of people forget Stewart was really Barkley before Barkley. He was a dude 220-something, almost 230 pounds, quick as shit, can cut on a dime. He was pretty much Barkley before Barkley came into the league. A dude that short and stocky but fast as hell and had moves. He's not as agile side to side with the finesse moves like Barkley is, but he's something similar to it. So you got a guy that can come
in. That's all I was going to say. Is him. He's a little bit more powerful. He was always, he came in a little bit more powerful than Barkley, but I can see the comparison, but he's a little bit more powerful.
Yeah, that's the only difference, but you had a guy who had that.
And Barkley a little bit more, Barkley's a little quicker.
Yeah, he's a little bit more for food, actually, but Stewart in his prime, you got him in the open field. You wasn't catching him from behind. Wasn't many dudes in the league catching him from behind. You definitely, you're going to need vets. You're going to need leaders. And, listen, all you got to do is look at that Carolina Panthers roster, man. You can tell it better than anybody's home. Y'all missed the playoffs for 3 straight years before Gettleman came there. Y'all made the playoffs, what, I think every year Gettleman was there, except for maybe the first year. And then how many years y'all have made the playoffs since he's been here?
We made the playoffs the first year.
So he was there for like 3 years?
We went 12-4 his first year.
Okay, but I'm just saying, his time there, he was there for what, 3 years? Maybe 4? I know he got just before the beginning of last year.
He might have been going into his 4th year.
Okay,
yeah, they did
just
at the playoffs one time with him.
Okay, but for the most part, this man has put together a team that's going to consistently contend for the division and be in the playoffs. If you were a Giants fan, you're supposed to sign up for that because with the inept management and coaching we had over the last 6 years that they've missed the playoffs, pretty much except for 2016, you missed the playoffs for 5 out of the last 6 years. And that's because you had incompetent management who wasn't putting the players around your star quarterback, wasn't putting players on the offensive line, wasn't putting the other guys out there with your dynamite receiver. Like, you weren't putting the necessary pieces on the team, and then you weren't replacing the veterans that was walking out the door. When you got dudes like Antrell Roll, Justin Tuck, dudes like Osiem Ayora and all them guys are leaving and going to other franchises, and you're not replacing them with good leadership because the draft pick that you have who's supposed to be on the team and coming into their own around that time are supposed to be the ones to take up the leadership mantle. They ain't even on the team in 2 to 3 years. So you just got to calm down, let Gettleman work his magic, man. Any realistic Giants fan knew that this is probably a 2-year rebuild as far as being a consistent contender to make the playoffs and the challenge for a championship. The hope is to be in the wild card hunt this year, you get another offseason with some more salary cap space and with 4 draft picks and let him add to the recipe that he already started cooking up. And that's pretty
and
much where that goes from.
Hey, Jason, your mic live. You got a rebuttal with that or any thoughts with that?
Well, I'm probably your most negative fan because I see things that just haven't been done, and I just like to create some parity. But, there are some issues that are still lingering that have not been addressed. That's one issue. Now, if we're only going to keep, let's just say, Stewart and Soldier for 1 year, who's going to take on those veteran leadership roles in the next 2 to 3 years if we're on a rebuild? Are we just going to find veterans that are kind of on the tail end of their career and bring them in as the mentors? Because if this is just a 1-year thing, let's just say with Stewart, maybe Solder, William Gay, what are we really doing? Are we just fooling ourselves for this 1 year? Or that's all part of the process. We'll have the next batch next year of veteran leaders for the second year, and then in the third year we'll be championship contenders.
Nah, you know what?
Nah, I think
dudes like that groom the guys that's already in the room to take over when they're gone. So you know what? You have a dude like William Gates get in the ear of a Landon Collins so he can know how he's supposed to be a leader next year.
I thought he was a leader.
No. See, you got to understand something. Leaders are vocal guys, but also leaders and the most important people in the locker room are the dudes that are being the highest paid. Collins is not one of the higher paid guys on the team. He's not one of the highest paid guys in his position in the league. So he doesn't have that leadership role per se. He wants to have it, and he may end up having it after this year. But a guy like Snack, who's getting paid big money, he's a leader reluctantly, but he's a leader because he's one of the top paid dudes. Whether you like him or you hate him, Odell's going to be a leader because some hell or high water, he's going to be one of the top paid dudes on the team. Same thing with Eli Manning. He's going to be one of the top paid dudes on the team. He's going to be a leader. Some guys, they're just naturally vocal leaders, and then you have guys that lead by example. Dudes like Soldier, a guy like Jonathan Stewart. Those are lead by example guys. And then you got a dude like William Gates, who's a rah-rah leader type of guy that we actually haven't had since maybe what Antrell Roll was that dude. And then when he walked out the door, a lot of that defensive backroom leadership went ahead. And I like what Shermer did last couple of years as quarterbacks in this room, safeties in this room. We said, nah, we're going to have all the defensive backs in one room. So you know what? The veteran guys can definitely get in their ear and show them how it needs to be done. It's part of the process, man. You got to have veteran guys.
Oh, I agree.
They may not look like they're going to – they may not contribute a lot like when they were younger, but they're going to contribute a little bit on the field, but they're going to contribute a lot in practice. In the locker room and in the meeting room, we're showing dudes how to study and showing dudes how to recognize things on film.
So let me say this
to the next level.
So let me say this, y'all. Real quick, Jason, because it's really to you, both of y'all, from the outside looking in. When you say you got issues that hadn't addressed, what football team has been able to address every issue in one offseason? I mean,
only worried about the New York Football Giants.
But my point is, it don't matter if the Giants, the Steelers, the Patriots. No football team can address all issues in one offseason. You're fooling yourself if you think that y'all can do that. No team can do that. The Patriots can't even do that. You make do with what you can, but you got to take the priority and address top priorities, which I think y'all did. But you're fooling yourself if you think you can address all your issues in one off season. That's just not going to happen. You're going to have to make do with what you can do because the salary cap won't let you address all issues.
Oh, correct, and especially if you're a salary capped situation. But, hey, I just wanted to say one thing, and I hope the Sim is still around. Sim, I'm just saying I think what you were saying about Landon Collins, I kind of want to say it like this. To me, I'll equivalent to Moses Malone. That dude's a man-child. I mean, I don't really think he's a mentor or a leader. That dude is our leader. That is our defensive leader. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, he's like Moses Malone, the man-child. I mean, I mean, the way he plays, the way he conducts himself, he's a true professional. And that guy has earned, even if he is not the highest paid in his position, that dude is a leader. You also mentioned Eli Manning. I wouldn't consider Eli Manning a leader. I wouldn't even put him in the top quarterbacks of motivational leaders for their team. I mean, if I had a choice between Eli Manning and Tom Brady, I'd go Tom Brady to control the offense and be the leader of a team, the way he is on the field, getting everybody conditioned, barking, X, Y, and Z. But to say Eli Manning is a leader, I'm an Eli Manning, not a fan of Eli Manning, but I wouldn't consider him a leader at what he makes. He's just kind of like a mellow dude.
Nah, bro. He's a leader. He's just not a rah-rah leader. He's not a Tom Brady getting your face yelled at you. He's not. And you know what? And a lot of Giants fans got to get over this. You know what Eli Manning's biggest problem is, y'all? And Giants fans don't want to say that shit. Eli Manning's biggest problem is he's not his brother. But the sad part about it is many in the NFL are not like his brother. So what is it that you can do? There's only so much that you could do. Like, that's his biggest problem. His biggest problem is he's not his brother. and he can't change that. He can't change the family that he came from. So I mean,
right.
He is the player. He is the player that he is. But to say he's not a leader is very inaccurate. He's a leader. He's just not one of those get in your face rah-rah leaders. He's one of those lead by example guys.
Right. You're right, Asael. Let me say this. Let me say this about Eli, y'all, from the outside looking in. One thing I always admired about Eli is he's never tried to be Peyton Manning. He's always tried to be himself. He never came in. He's a laid-back dude. He's not rah-rah like Asael said, and he's embraced that. What makes him a leader, this is from the outside looking in, what makes him a leader is how he carries himself. People's going to follow. He's the ultimate quarterback because he works on his craft. Now, he's a little older. Everybody knows he's not Eli of 11 or Eli of 07. We all know that. But what makes him a leader, he don't have to speak to be a leader. His actions make him a leader, the way he carries himself, which is what makes him a leader.
And prepares.
Hey, my point, the way he carries himself, being prepared, his preparation is part of the way he carries himself. I'm putting all that into one nutshell, but definitely the way he prepares what makes him a leader.
Now, I don't know if there's anybody else on the line waiting to get on, but real quick, just to go back to what Cone was saying with Zion Williamson.
Yeah, you good. You good as him.
His jumper needs to improve, but that first game that they had, he did make 3 out of 4 three-pointers. And when you say you've never seen him before, a lot of us haven't. And the only parallel I could bring right now, Cone, is if LeBron James and UNLV/Charlotte Hornet, Larry Johnson had a love child, it would be Zion.
Yeah, but he's bigger than Larry. He's taller than Larry. That's what I'm saying. LeBron, he got some LeBron with his athleticism. Of course, he ain't got a jumper or vision like LeBron. But the way his game is, he ain't going to have that type vision.
I'm going to be honest with you.
But this is what I'm saying, Tone. He has the height LeBron had, and he has that physical stature that LeBron had coming into the league as far as being NBA ready. But he has that muscular frame and body. Remember, Larry Johnson came in there. That dude was rocked up. He was about 230, 240. He was rocked up. Now, he was playing in high school. He was weighing about 285. I'm hearing he's down to about 270, which is pretty decent because by the time he gets into the league, he's probably going to have to play around 255, maybe 260 max. And you got to see if he might grow another inch or two. But right now, he will probably be a stretch four, depending on if his quickness can allow, his lateral quickness. You may could play him at the three if his jump shot improves. But, Duke's going to have a hell of a team this year. But, hey, man, don't sleep on them Carolina boys, man. Seven Wood, I thought he was going to kill himself when he dunked on that boy. And y'all got Nasir Little, too, man. So, hey, listen, it ain't going to be no cakewalk. Duke ain't just going to roll with
him. Yeah, I'm going to give you my thoughts on it.
Oh, you know that.
I watched the video.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you my thoughts on him. I'm going to give you my thoughts. The first thing to come to mind, he kind of reminds you of Larry Johnson, man. He gave me a Larry Johnson type.
Yeah,
he's
a little bit more quicker than Larry. Well, Larry was quick, too, though. Larry was quick before that back went out. But I hate to change the subject, but Sam, when I thought about you the other night, man, Curtis Samuel, that guy we got from Ohio State that's from your area.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a hell of a catch the other night, man. I think that boy going to be all right, man. I think we might have one.
I told you, I watched that boy 4 years in high school. That kid is one of only three or four.
Now, is he from your area, or is he from, like, close by? Or is he from your immediate area?
No. Well, when I was living in New York, he lived, like, maybe three blocks over from where I was living in New York before I moved to New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So he was right there. And
he was right where you was at. I got you.
Exactly. So, and I knew I was getting a good one to Cone. He is only the sixth player in the history of the state of New York to make all-city in football all 4 years of high school. That's freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. Only four other people did that in football. And it's even rarer in basketball. Only two dudes did it in basketball. He's the first guy to do it in football. So that tells you the type of play that you can get. And then I seen when he was doing at Ohio State. Once I seen the guy got him in the second round, I said, boy, he's going to be sneaking good. And people are going to be looking like, what is this guy doing? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wait till that boy get on the field and he starts showing out. And y'all going to see what y'all got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got hurt up last year. He got hurt in camp. He came out the box slow in camp. Then right when he turned the corner, he got his ankle rolled up on, had to get ankle surgery. He started showing flashes right there. So we'll see, man. He worked hard in the offseason. That's all I know.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Tone. Him, Clay, and the rookie Moore, that's a nice little three-man receiver for that you got there. And, of course, you know, you got the grizzly old vet Olsen there, man. So, you know, y'all gonna be all right. I don't know what the offense is going to look like.
I'm going to just tell you this.
October 7th, Samuel and all them boys better watch when they coming across the middle because Collins finna take somebody's head off. That's all I know. I don't want to see them get hurt for the year.
I'm not buying it.
Stay outside the numbers that game.
What's that? What is
I'm
that in the background? Somebody watching Power.
I'm not buying it, man. First of all, Curtis Samuel, he all right. He all right, but he's not real. He all right, man. More a rookie. And then, with all that being said, Cam Newton's still throwing the ball. That's your problem.
He went 9-12 all the night.
Oh, man.
We're going to be all right, y'all. All I tell you is I think we're a better team, and we won 11 games last year. I ain't going to say we're going to win 11. But Dontari Poe, man, watch out for that. Him and K-Law is short. That's all I can tell you.
Damn,
y'all will meet him week four.
And you know they're going to overload on the right side,
Friday.
Too.
I know one thing. I'm taking off that weekend. Hey, Charles, I want to see him to go ride the cart with us and go play some golf with us, man.
Jason play golf too.
Yeah,
Jason don't play no golf.
Hey, since we're talking about that weekend, what's the final plans for NYU?
Jason,
for
you
life?
Play golf, Jason?
No.
Oh man, the only
nah,
white dude
don't.
In America that don't play golf.
he just go to the movies, man.
Is it? Has anybody seen Black Klansman, that Spike Lee movie?
No.
No, but I want to see that. I want to see that White Ricky movie. White Ricky, a Detroit hustler.
Oh yeah, is it out?
No, but that's me right there. That's me right there, Tom. That's me.
Hey, Jason, where are you originally? You're from New Jersey or New York?
New Jersey, Northern New Jersey, Bergen County.
Is that East Rutherford?
It's about 30 minutes up from the stadium. Assume knows where that. Washington Township, Bergen County, Paramus area.
So,
hey,
what
man,
I'm saying
that,
is East
that,
Rutherford,
that, that,
is East Rutherford, is MetLife
right
in that county? Is MetLife in the same county?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
Man,
so
I can't wait for October 7th.
Okay, so what's up with NYG for life? Let's get it all out. What are the plans? What are the activities? Let's go.
I'm setting up a tailgate for us, so y'all don't worry about that. As far as the weekend, Charles, we're going to find something. We're going to take the Epicenter, man. We're going to take y'all down to the Epicenter, man. That's going to be the place. Right where everybody, it'd be a little mix of everything for everybody.
Hey, Tony, man.
Well,
I
let me say
Charles
this.
Already, man. No. When I come down there, just point me in the direction and let me loose. Charles know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, we got you. Hey, speaking of Epicenter, man, Saturday day party at Wild Wings Cafe Epicenter, NYG for life.
Hey, I'm
so
hearing about
I'm going.
A
we'll be, I'm bringing some Panther fans to wreck the fort.
Oh, come on.
I am.
Come
I'm
on, man.
I'm working. I'm going to probably work that Friday, but I'm taking Saturday and Sunday off.
No, you're taking
Big,
Friday
I'm telling
off.
You right now.
Up.
Big Blue
no,
of Arizona,
up,
NYG for life, Fly High Radio,
no,
tailgate
no.
Sunday.
Hey, you can't mix this up, dude. You can't be doing that. That's your thing.
Hey, I don't want y'all. I don't want y'all to be upset with us if we win, man. Just go on, you know, go on back the way you came from, and y'all go, you know, don't be mad at us.
If y'all win, you fired from Fly High Radio.
Hey, I hear we're having a pool party on Saturday too.
A pool party.
Yep. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be an indoor pool. It's gonna be October, man. It might be a little chilly.
Chilly, really will. Yeah, things gonna be indoors,
that's
man.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I talked to Steve for about an hour, man. We had to hash a lot of stuff out, but I'm connecting
oh,
a lot of dots between
this.
The two groups.
You talking about
yeah,
Steve in
I
California?
Talked to Steve about a, nah,
no,
another
Steve.
Steve. They're throwing a party. They're throwing the pool. That's another John's group. But I'm linking everything up, man, and trying to bridge the gap between the two groups.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, it's going to be.
I like that.
It's going to be all right. Well, we're going to have a good fun-filled weekend. Pool party that Saturday. You know what's going down on that one, Sam. You know you.
Where the pool party at, Charles?
Where's
the pool party going to be?
Listen here. Just point me in the direction, man. Cut me loose.
Charles,
man.
Where's the pool party going to be?
Downtown, man. But it's going to probably be indoors.
Man, I hope
there
ain't
going to
be no
pool.
Bunch of dudes. And hope y'all ain't going to have no bunch of giant fan dudes farting in the pool, man. I hope y'all got some women out there with some giant bathing suits on.
Now, it's going to be a lot, man.
Man, it's going to be a bunch of dudes, man. A bunch of hairy chest dudes at the pool party.
It's going to be more.
Talk about, yo, just G-Men for life, son.
It's going to be more.
We're coming to wreck y'all party,
dude.
I'm going to bring about 10 Panther fans to wreck y'all party, man. We're going to come over there.
You know what?
With Cam Newton jerseys on.
You know, for a
brain
second, that just sounded like racing.
Female.
Just sounded like racing. Hey, Charles, didn't
huh?
Tony just sound like racing? Tony just sounded like racing.
Yeah,
he
did, man.
New York. So. Yo, racing's
I am looking
on
forward
to
it, man. I think it's going to be a good, fun weekend, man. Yeah, we're going to top it off with a nice early tailgate with plenty of good food. It's going to be beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about,
hey,
man.
Hey, Sam.
What up?
Yo, yeah, hey, man. I'm going to hit you after the show. I'm no Jason on call. But, yeah, man, we Blue Show.
No, I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, man, we're going to get back on that.
I'm at the gym, dude.
I talked to Steve, man. We're going to get back on that, man. All
right, man.
Hey, put me
we'll
on a
back
three.
On
hey,
that, man.
Hey,
I'm there
Charles,
with you.
Put me on a three-way. I want to talk to a Sim because I kind of want to hash out some things, too, about, you know, how I kind of feel, for real.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got
yeah,
some
yeah,
answers.
I mean, like I said.
No doubt.
We might can put that together. Yeah, we can put that together. Maybe we'll do it
because I can pretty
now.
Much
just,
explain the main
honestly,
thing.
Well, I won't maybe we're not tonight because I just moved.
Okay, that's
still
fine.
Unpacking, man. I got me a new place. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow. But, you know, that's what it is, man. It is what it is, man.
Well, if we can hash it out, that's great. Thank really, for real. Like I said,
okay.
I've already
winter,
that's
man.
My concern. But hopefully it can be hashed out.
Well, here's
move
my
forward. Have a good time.
Yeah, hey, Jason,
well,
man, you gotta DM me your number, man. My phone went on the fritz. I had to get a new one. So everything that I had in my old phone got wiped out that wasn't up on the iCloud. So you definitely gotta hit me with your digits again, man, so that way I can lock it in, and that way I could let you know, give you my number,
you.
So you can just get to
yeah,
me
hey,
anytime.
Yeah, cool. Hey, for real, can we get an Avery Moss status update? Because I actually talked to his uncle last night. Have you guys heard about Avery Moss?
I don't think he's gonna make the team, Jason.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna make the team, man. I don't. Think
he's still injured.
Well,
he's still hurt. He's got a
nagging
injury.
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, yet yeah, I think he could still make the team, and I'm gonna tell you why. Remember the
tell
dude
why,
got to serve that 4-game suspension to start the year.
So you're going to need to carry an extra defensive lineman. So that could definitely be his ticket to making the team so far.
I got some inside information. He's still been injured. His uncle was telling me he's going to run with the second team this week and have some first-string snaps on Friday.
Well, hopefully he can show out. If he can get some snaps and he can show out, man, he could definitely make the squad. Because I know he's more athletic than Kerry Wynn, but that dude just throws pound in his technique and knowing his assignments, man. Moss's biggest thing is he got to get on the field. That's another. Of the previous regime.
What college did he go to? What college did Moss go to?
Moss
Youngstown State and
but he got kicked out because he flashed a student.
What school? I didn't hear you. What school?
Nebraska.
He started at Nebraska.
That ain't bad.
But he got kicked out and he had to finish at Youngstown State like an asshole. He flashed a female student, so they ended up kicking him out for that. Yeah. So
he flashed one. What you mean, cover?
Nah, he
showed his pinky.
He flashed her with the Johnson, and she reported him. They ended up kicking him out. I mean, that wasn't the only incident he had. But that was like the final straw. So he left, and then when I think Bo Pelini was the coach at that time, when he got fired from Nebraska and he went to Youngstown State, he transferred there, and he finished his last 2 years there. But the kid got talent. You can see that he got talent. He just has to not be injured.
He's
got to get his opportunity on the field. He's athletic as shit. He just got to stay healthy.
I've seen videos, man. He can dunk.
That injury bug be killing him, man.
What injury do he got right now?
That I don't know. That wasn't discussed. I didn't get that far. He just said he's injured. He's trying to get back from injury. That's all.
I know last year he had
the
hip. Didn't he end up having to have hip surgery? So I think it was the hip last year. I'm hoping it's not a injury with him compensating for the hip and it caused something else to get hurt. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to get down there for Tone to break out the Barrel Grill and get your boys set up right. That's all I'm waiting on.
I hope Tone don't sell us out with the grill, man.
Hey, Charles, give a closing. Like, hey, thanks for calling the Fly High Sports Show, Jason the Sim. Yeah, it's that time, dude.
It ended up being a whole hour. I thought we weren't going to be on that long with a couple of people, but I enjoyed it, y'all, man. I can't wait to hang out, man, and just do this, man, for this game. This is going to be fun, man.
I wish Carolina had a game around that time, man. I'm coming down there, but that basketball season don't start till later, man. That's the only bad part.
Yeah, they actually start late on that month, Sam. They come to Charlotte every year, though, beginning of November. They play Davidson at the Charlotte Coliseum at Spectrum Center. I love to check my heels out, man. But I think they'll be coming up there, man. They should come up there for something. I'm not sure. I got to look at the schedule. I hadn't looked at it yet this year.
I think they might be playing in that tournament that they got either at the Garden or at Barclays Center, but I know what you're talking about. They might be playing up here, so I'll probably get a chance to check them. See my man Nasir Little, who's going to be the newest Knicks draft pick, man. We're going to take it over. You know,
the only way y'all will get him if y'all pick high, because he's going high.
Porzingis not coming back to like February, maybe January at the earliest.
He got messed up like that?
No, he blew his knee out. He blew his knee out a week and a half before the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah.
I'll know more in September, because in September that's when they get the 7-month out prognosis. So we'll see what happens. But, man, y'all ain't going to do nothing because Jordan still owns y'all.
Tony, work on that song. We gotta wrap it up, y'all. Hey, appreciate you, man. Tony, as always, Jason the Sim, fly high. Basically, man, John's gonna win the Super Bowl this year. We're gonna shock the world. And that's it. And then that's all I can really say, man. Other than that, fly high.